It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
Teams with similar styles and with similar tradition meet tonight in the first round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs here in Tunin Gymnasium. The Del Norte High boys basketball team plays host to the Hillsburg Greyhounds with a berth in the NCS quarterfinals at stake. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mad Dog John Horner is going to be joining us shortly, and welcome to the Warrior pregame show on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, the Hiuchi Hamlet, and by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Both these teams want to pound the ball inside. Both these teams play hard-nosed man-to-man defense. Both these teams feature first-year head coaches. And for the first time this season, Tunin Gymnasium is open to one and all, no restrictions. We'll be back with more of the Warrior pregame show after this. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride, you're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the special playoff edition of the Warrior pregame show tonight from Hart High, where the 15-7 Warriors get ready to play host to the 11-12 Hillsburg Greyhounds. Del Norte is the number 6 seeded squad, while the Greyhounds are number 11. The winner of this game will play Saturday, probably at 7 p.m., against the winner of tonight's Fortuna-San Francisco University game. So let's take a look how these two teams got here. For Del Norte, the Warriors were in position to make a bid for a Big Five conference crown. Del Norte was 5-1 in conference, 15-4 overall, but consecutive losses to Arcata and to McKinleyville twice by a combined 12 points left the Warriors stumbling a little coming into tonight's game. Hillsburg has had, frankly, a very interesting season. Greyhound coach Kevin LeFou called it wacky. Hillsburg won 6 of its first 7 games, then lost 8 of 9, then won 3 of 4, and closed the regular season dropping 2 of its final 3. In Del Norte's 3-game skid, it has been the offense that has struggled. The Warriors have averaged just 41 points a game in the past 12 quarters. In fact, in the past 12 quarters, Del Norte has scored 10 or less points 8 times. Defensively, Del Norte has done well over the past 3 games. It held Arcata to 25 points less than its scoring average for the season. It held McKinleyville to 15 and 4 points below the Panthers' scoring average. For the season, opponents have averaged less than 43 points a game. Del Norte coach Chris Rice got some great news earlier this week. For the first time since December 30th, Del Norte will play tonight with all 12 of its players available, including both of its top 2 ball handlers, Wyatt Robeson and Caleb Dodson, who have not played together in the past 9 contests. Coach Rice said he's excited about the possibilities he has, bringing players off the bench, more depth, better shooting, and just more leadership with Robeson, the junior in his second year on the varsity, and Dodson, the senior. Hillsburg features Graham McDonald, a 6'8" senior averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds a game. He's the focal point of the Greyhounds offense, and they want to work the ball inside to the big guy, and according to his coach, he is solid at the free throw line. Hillsburg also has a couple of cousins, Ben Vanderhoevel and Seb Lefeu, both of whom are scoring 12 points a game. As a team, the Hounds are scoring almost 15 points a game, giving up 50. Coach Lefeu, dad of Seb and uncle of Sam, stepped into the head coaching job shortly before the start of the season after 7 seasons as an assistant. He says his team is as healthy as it's been all season, and like Del Norte, does not have any COVID issues to deal with at this time. And like Del Norte, Hillsburg plays man-to-man defense almost exclusively. Coach Lefeu said his study of Del Norte has found a team that plays hard, plays tough, plays bigger than they are well-coached, and his team has to battle at both ends of the court to be competitive. Coach Rice says his team must play more intense defense. He says, looking at film over the past 2 games, there's just been too many breakdowns at the defensive end. He thinks his team, maybe offensively, has just been thinking too much. Instead of running the plays fluidly, they're thinking and not reacting with the same fluidness that they had earlier this season. That brings us to the starting lineups for both teams. Starting lineups brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features schedules and rebroadcast of all Warrior games. That is DelNorteSports.com. And for Hillsburg, coming in with an 11-12 record, they will start Max Hubble. He's a junior, 6'5", averaging 7.5 a game. Number 0, he is scrappy, to say the least. Sam Vanderhoevel is a junior, 5'10", he's averaging 12 a game. Seb Lefeu, the coach's son, he's a senior, 6'1", averaging 12 a contest. Number 20, Roland Sanchez, senior, 6'2", averaging 6 a game, number 24. And the big guy, number 25, Graham McDonald. He's a senior, 6'8", 16 points, 10 rebounds a game. The Greyhounds are not terribly deep. Expect freshman Thatcher Little, a 5'11 freshman, number 33, to be first off the bench. Delmar's going to go with the same starting lineup it's went with the last few games. Number 5, Darrell Horton, the 6'2 senior, averaging 7.6 points a game. He'll be joined by Caleb Dodson, 5'11 senior, averaging 4.4. He hurt his ankle again in the last game, but it's healed sufficiently for him to get to start tonight. Team's leading scorer, Edwin Zepeda. He's a senior, averaging almost 12 a game. And then the two big guys, they're going to play big roles tonight. Nani Scott, he's a 6'3 junior, number 44, averaging 8.7. And Connor Price, 6'5", he's a senior. It'll be his job to draw the big guy, McDonald, out and make him play defense away from the basket. As mentioned, the Greyhounds are coached by Kevin Lefeu in his first year. 11-12 overall this season, 4-6 in the East Bay Conference. And for Del Norte, also first-year coach Chris Rice, 15-7 so far this season, 5-3 in the Big 5 Conference. Now, these two teams have not played each other since at least 2005, but the Greyhounds have played Big 5 Conference teams on a regular basis. Hillsburg is 3-3 versus Fortuna, 1-2 against Arcata, 0-1 versus Eureka, and 3-0 against St. Bernard. Greyhounds have had winning seasons ever since 2014-15, and over the past 5 years have posted a 94-32 overall record. During that same stretch, Gilnart has put together an impressive 66% winning percentage. Now, Gilnart's last trip to the NCS playoffs was back in the 2019-2020 season when the Warriors dominated the Big Five Conference and the Humboldt Gilnart League Championship, reaching the quarterfinals before losing to San Francisco University. Hillsburg also reached the quarterfinals that same year in the same bracket. Now, all five Big Five Conference teams advanced to the NCS playoffs this year. Eureka is number 13 seed, and it is traveling to number 4, Justin Siena. Number 14, Fortuna, is at number 3, San Francisco University, down in the Bay Area. Number 5, McKinleyville, is at home tonight, taking on number 12, Fort Bragg. And number 2, Arcata, is playing host to number 15, St. John, Notre Dame. So our officials tonight's game is just a two-man crew as dictated by the North Coast section. Just two-man officials for the first two rounds, and that makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to anybody. The money savings is minimal. But two solid officials, Alan Mendez, Tanner Mendez, a father and son team, will be officiating tonight here in Tunum Gymnasium. The winner of this game will advance to the quarterfinals of the Division IV NCS playoffs. The loser, well, it'll be time for track and baseball and all the other spring sports. We'll be back with the start of the game right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Listen to what happens when one person plans for the future by planting a tree. And when a whole community plants trees, large and small, add more communities and different kinds of trees mixed together in each place. With good planning and care, those trees can grow into a forest that fills the neighborhood. The American Planting Association invites you to learn about all the benefits of trees at planting.org. That's planting.org. Discover how planning, planting, and protecting a healthy mix of trees helps communities in all kinds of ways. Where there are trees, neighborhoods are livable and walkable. Air is cleaner, and rainwater soaks back into the earth. Trees are a hallmark of sustaining places. Planning for them right from the start helps create communities of lasting value. Public service of this station and the American Planting Association.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 APOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawil Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 APOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Just moments away here in Tunin Gymnasium. Mad Dog John Horner handling the PA duties for the pregame tonight. Great job, big guy. Well done. I'm impressed. You might have done this before. You might have learned from an instrument. Can you make more noise with your headphones?
No, it takes a while to get up here, John. For Pete's sake, I learned from the best. There wasn't very many people here, but now it's starting to fill up a little bit. You hear the excitement.
Real quick, the quick key tonight for Del Norte.
Play aggressive. You got to get after it. My goodness, it seemed like we were just going through the motions the last two or three games. Talking to Coach Rice a couple minutes ago, rubbing off ticks is what I'm going to be watching for, and how hard we fight for each rebound.
Warriors in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers, blue trim. The Greyhounds in black numbers with black uniforms with maroon numbers. Warriors will be going right to left to start the game. It has filled up here. Not yet a full house. We might get there after all. Alan Mendez, the venerable one, working tonight with his son Tanner. He will have the ball. Alan dribbles it a few times, throws it up in the air. We are underway, and the Greyhounds will get the first possession of the night. Vanderhoevel has the ball. He gives it up, looks back door. It's not there. Driving, that's LeFou. He kicks it inside to McDonald, kicks it back out. They bring it around the horn. Three-point shot from the corner, no good, and the ball is rebounded by Nani Scott.
Good defensive set right there. Great ball rotation. Way to contest every shot.
Dodson gives it to Zepeda in the corner. They'll bring it around. Eventually goes to Rice. McDonald comes out to guard him. Then McDonald gets right back in the key. To Scott, who can hit it from outside. To Price. Looking back to Scott. 12 to shoot. Scott to Price. He'll take the three from the corner. Hits the iron. No good. And rebounded by Hillsburg.
Not a bad look by the Warriors. Price is going to have to extend the big boy out a little bit, and that's what he did there. He can knock down that corner shot.
Vanderhoevel with the ball. He gives it up right in front of the Warrior bench. That's LeFou. He'll go all the way, puts up, misses, rebounded by Del Norte. Horton at 6'2", goes up and gets it. Gives it to Zepeda. Zepeda tries to drive, gets in the paint, puts it up with the right hand, too strong. Ball stepped around. Ball still loose. Who's going to come up with it? Warriors do. Dodson has it. Fresh shot clock. Dodson hands it off to Zepeda. Z-man with it. Finds Horton outside. He's not a threat from there. Now to Dodson, still outside the three-point line. To Zepeda. Has it poked away and it goes out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession with 16 on the shot clock.
Del Norte, they're switching on the picks. It's a little bit different for the Warriors, so the rub's not working. Warriors are going to have to make an adjustment offensively.
Price inbounds to Dodson, down to 15. Dodson directing traffic, gets it a ball to Horton on the far side. Down to 7. To Price. He'll take the 3. He'll nail the 3.
It's going to be a long night for the Hounds if Price can get hot from out there.
Warriors start with a 3-0 lead with 6 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the first quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. LeFou with the ball inside to McDonald. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Hubble. Back inside to McDonald. Price guarding him. Ball's lost for a second. Kicks out to Hubble. He'll take the 3. He'll nail the 3.
Nice, smooth stroke by Hubble. Hubble's not known for shooting from the outside like that. He's usually a dasher, but made Del Norte pay right there.
We're tied at 3. Dodson to Zepeda in front of the Greyhound bench to Price. He fakes the 3. Instead, gives it over to... He gets inside to Zepeda. He's double-teamed. To Dodson, back out to Price. He'll launch the 3. 2 in a row for Connor Price.
Somebody's hot. Gotta love it. Connor knocking down the 3 ball.
His 12th and 13th three-pointers of the season gives Del Norte a 6-3 lead. Drive to the basket by Vanderhoevel. He's double-teamed, and a jump ball is called. Warriors will get possession.
The most intensity I've seen out of Connor Price since the Yreka tournament. The kid's getting after it. He showed up tonight.
6-3 our score. 5-10 to go here in the opening stanza. Dodson, the senior, will bring the ball up court. Stops right outside of the three-point line. Gives it over to Zepeda. Finds Horton near the top of the key. Around the horn to Scott. Scott now finds Price. That brings McDonald out. Now to Zepeda. Zepeda has the ball stripped from him. Vanderhoevel goes all the way up, and it's blocked at the rim by Horton.
The student section's going crazy.
The Greyhounds get it back. Three-point shot hits the front arm. Coming down with it is McDonald. Offensive rebound. Shot goes up and basket. Give it to Roland Sanchez, and it's 6-5.
Where the visiting Hounds needed that one after the big block shot.
Dodson with the ball, gets directions from Coach Rice. And his pass is knocked away. Greyhounds have the ball. Sanchez gives the ball back up to Vanderhoof. Dodson guarding him. Right in the center key. Tries to get in there, and they're going to call palming.
Yeah. Great job. Great call right there. As Hubel, I saw called on him a couple times in the Windsor game earlier in the month. He carries that ball on the crossover.
Coming into the game is Ethan Thomas, who had his best game of his career in his last game, along with Wyatt Robeson.
What? Great to have him back out on the floor.
Robeson, who missed four games with a knee problem. He gives it to Scott. Now to Price outside. Quick pass inside. Shot up by Robeson. Misses everything, but there's Zepeda with the rebound. And he puts it up and in.
Great put back by Zepeda. Always in the right spot on the back side of the boards there. Easy bucket.
8-5. Delnord in front. Winner of this game advances to the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. Ball at the low block to Price. To Price guarding to McDonald, and he puts it up and in.
He's shuffling his feet a little bit there, but very strong kid underneath.
He's not just tall. He is powerfully built. Scott has it on the outside. Far side, looking. Now he dribbling. Looking, gets it inside to Thomas. The 6'4 Thomas is double-teamed on the low block. Loses the handle, and eventually it's picked up by the Greyhounds.
If it's not there, get it back out of there as Thomas tried to force something underneath the basket.
Warriors leading by one with 3 minutes to go. Drive into the paint. Quick pass. Tipped around. Price comes up with it. And he is fouled. First foul of the night against either team. That will go against McDonald, his first.
Great job by Price getting up there and scoring, dying for that rebound. I like why it's got dreads in tonight so we can tell the difference between him and Maxwell. Different hairdos tonight.
Warriors going to run high weave into the corner. That's Robeson. Robeson, ball fakes, tries to penetrate, can't. Going to try again. Find a little room. Throws up a shot that's way off balance. Never had a chance. Great move. No result.
What do you call that, John?
$1 million move, 5-cent shot. That's what my sophomore basketball coach would have said. Greg Horner is smiling right now, and he doesn't know why. Greyhounds with the ball. They get it inside to McDonald, and they're going to say he traveled that time.
He's been doing it quite a few times. Allen just caught him that time. He just shuffles both of his feet as he gets set once he catches it.
8-7, Delmore in front, 2:15 remaining here in the first quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Zepeda with it, near the top of the key. Kicks it over to Price. That brings McDonald out. Now to Zepeda, around the horn to Thomas. He had a career-high 16 in his last game against McKinleyville. Now to Scott. He'll drive. Kicks it out. Price, three-pointer on the way. No. And rebounded by the Greyhounds. Going the other way. Quick pass inside, and a foul is going to be called against Thomas.
Could be a reaching foul on Thomas as he tried to stop Hubble from catching the ball in the middle of the key.
A bad foul there. Both teams with one team foul. Horton's going to come right back in. And Scott's going to get a quick break. One thing that Coach Rice has tonight that he has not had for really since the start of the calendar year, is a full bench to use. Three-point shot on the way off the front rim. McDonald scores up, but the ball is taken away to Robeson on the fast break. He tries the same thing again. This time it goes in.
And now that was pretty. Snuck over the side of the rim. That Tudor Gymnasium is rocking, John.
10-7, our score. Greyhounds with the ball. Ball on the far side. Drive. Stop. Kicked back out to Sanchez. His pass is poked away, but recovered by the Greyhounds. Vanderhoof goes all the way to the glass. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Robeson. He gets it over to Horton. Quick pass to Thomas. Easy basket.
Showtime, baby. Transition bucket, Stewart caught it in the air and put it back up and in.
12-7 our score, less than a minute to go in the first quarter. Greyhounds with the ball, driving is Lafeu. He'll stop, puts it up off the glass, misses, battle for it. McDonald comes down with it, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Sanchez, too strong. Battle for it again, Warriors come up with it. That's Thomas, and Thomas stepped out of bounds. He was trying to get the blocking foul. Coming in is Brody Matz, the 5'11 junior, averaging 1.5 a game. Price comes out to get a breather with 35 seconds to go. Matz has played a lot here in the second half of the season. Warriors up 12-7. With the ball is LaFleur. Loses the handle, but they track it down. Vanderhoevel now, and he'll hand it back to LaFleur.
No time difference on shot clock, game clock.
They're going to run a little, their version of the high weave against Del Norte's man-to-man defense. Now they get in the paint, puts up the shot, no good. McDonald with the rebound. Goes up strong, he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two.
Good rebound, hard work right there by the big boy.
Thomas picks up foul number two. And Thomas is saying, why was that on me? He said, I went straight up. Referee says, no, you didn't. And so here comes Donnie Scott right back into the game with 7.2 seconds left.
You're not going to win too many arguments with Mendez.
McDonald makes the first. As a team, the Greyhounds are shooting about 70% according to their coach. Thomas is going to stay in. Instead, it's going to be Zepeda is going to come out. So he'll get a few extra seconds to get some oxygen in his lungs. Violation is unneeded as McDonald makes the basket. 12-9, Warriors with 3 seconds to Thomas, and he loses the handle as he tried to shoot the ball. Still a terrific first quarter for the Warriors on both ends of the court. They'll go into the second quarter leading 12-9.
Intensity was great for the Warriors in the first quarter.
We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Connor Price hits a pair of three-pointers to help carry Del Norte to a 12-9 first-quarter lead as we get ready for the second stanza here in TuneIn Gymnasium. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here in this opening round game of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. Greyhounds with the ball. With it is Vanderhoevel. He'll kick it out, finding LaFleur. Now back to Vanderhoevel, inside to McDonald, dribbles once, powers his way up, misses the shot, but he is fouled and go to the line. Matz picks up the foul, third team foul against Del Norte. McDonald already 2 for 2 at the line.
Question is, can the Warriors keep up that intensity they had in the first quarter? It's going to be important right here.
Shot is short, and the score remains 12-9 on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Matz comes out, Price comes back in. Price, who's averaging just under 4 a game, already has 6 tonight. Second shot is also no good, but it goes out of bounds, and it will be off Nani Scott. And Coach Rice pleading his case, and he's going to get the father and son team to discuss this. Coach Rice won an argument. They say there was no tip out of bounds. And so Del Norte gets possession.
I couldn't tell from here, John. Well, I'd help him out.
Robeson will bring the ball up the court through the center circle. Gives it to Zepeda. Finds Horton outside the three-point line. Inside to Scott. Kicks it out to Zepeda. Now around to Price. Robeson to Scott. 13 to shoot. Inside to Price. He's going to dribble out and find Scott. Down to 10. Drive by Zepeda, and a foul is going to be called against the Greyhounds.
Reaching foul on the way to the basket. Good hard move by Zepeda to the rack.
Sanchez picks up his first second team foul.
Talking to assistant coach Andrew Antonetti, I watched him film. He didn't think the Hounds were real deep when it came to skill level. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out down the stretch.
Price will inbound. He finds Scott. Scott will take the three. No. And rebounded by the Greyhounds. Into the game is Thatcher Little, the 5'11 freshman for the Greyhounds. With the ball now is Lefeu. Lobs it into Hubble. Now inside to McDonald. Nice play. Pretty play.
Way too easy.
McDonald has six, and Delmar's lead is cut to one. 12-11 with 6:50 to go here in the first half. Robeson gives it over to Zepeda. Inside to Horton. He's double-teamed. Lobs it out to Zepeda. Warriors will set things up again with 15 on the shot clock. Pass to Horton. Thought about the three. Instead, he drives, finds a lane, puts it up, puts it in.
Nice body control right there in the middle of the key. Got a bump right at the rim and knocks it down.
Horton gets his first basket of the night. Warriors lead goes off, back out to three. Ball on the far side. Try to get it in McDonald. They do. Double team, triple team, misses the shot, but a foul is going to be called against the Warriors. And McDonald will go to the line for a pair.
Tough break for Price right there. I thought it was definitely some good defense. Got bailed out falling backwards there.
Connor picks up his first. McDonald hit his first two free throws tonight, missed his second two. That one is no good. So he's now 2 of 5 at the line. 14-11 our score. Delmar leading, 6:14 to go. Second one is good. And it's a 2-point cushion for the Warriors. Winner advances. Loser goes home and stays home. Price with it. Outside, McDonald guarding him. Price fires it over to Scott. He drives, puts it up with the left hand and in.
Price, strong move, extended out his left hand and ripped and spun it off the backboard.
Warriors going with balanced scoring tonight. Greyhounds with the ball. That's Lefeu, gets it inside to McDonald, double team, kicks it out. Hubble takes the three, nails the three.
Smooth stroke by Hubble. He's going to have to make that because they're doubling down on McDonald.
He's got six, and Delmar's lead is down to one. Price with the ball, right in front of the Greyhounds bench. Dribbles once, fires it over to Scott, who just scored. Thinking about doing it again, thought about the three, and Sig is at the Price. Now inside to Horton, gets into the paint, and a foul will be called prior to the shot. The Warriors would get the ball at the baseline.
Good call. Kind of up over his back as he tried to make the post move there. I like the idea of keeping Connor out on the perimeter. That forces the big guy, McDonald, to stay out.
Robeson will inbound from the baseline, looking, and lobs it out. And tried to lob it out to Price, and he lightened the hands of the 6'8 McDonald. Shot goes up. Rebounded. The shot was missed. Rebounded by McDonald. And Connor Price will pick up his second. And that was where Connor had played good defense, but then did not go aggressively after the rebound.
I like the aggressive play like that, though. Not letting them score, making them earn it at the free throw line.
Here comes McDonald. Eyes the basket. The right-hander puts it up and puts it in. We are tied at 16. Johnson comes back in. Price comes out. The Warriors lose a lot of size. And now it will be up to Scott at 6'3 and Horton at 6'2, although he plays bigger than that, to take on the 6'8, Graham McDonald. Second one is too strong, and Scott comes down with a defensive rebound. 5:05 to go here in the first half. We're tied at 16 on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Johnson gives it to Robeson, running the high weave. Now to Zepeda. Back to Johnson on the far side corner. Looking, finds Horton outside. Quick pass to Zepeda at the top of the key. 15 to shoot. Zepeda looking, dribbling with the left hand between his legs. Now kicks it out to Robeson. 10 on the shot clock. He'll take the long three-pointer. Misses. Battle for it. Cepeda had the ball briefly, but it was knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Warriors get the ball with a fresh shot clock.
Wise missed a couple games. He wants to get the points on the board. That was a Jackson shot.
That was an NBA three-pointer. Robeson will inbound. Looking, finds Zapata. He'll take the jumper. No good. And rebound it by McDonald.
Easy look. You got to knock that one down.
Of the Greyhound. Vanderhoevel has the ball. Robeson guarding him. Screen set. They get it inside. Back out. And traveling is going to be called as McDonald got the ball on one knee and then he stood up. And by rule, that is a travel.
Even if he's putting it on the ground to dribble?
He stood up before he dribbled.
Gotcha.
If he had started dribbling and then stood up, he'd been fine.
Gotcha.
Ball on the far side, Warriors possession. Cepeda has it, gives it to Robeson. Finds Scott, launches the three. Round and in!
That went around like four times, John. It didn't know if it wanted to go.
19-16, halfway through the second quarter. Warriors in front. Inside to McDonald. Lays it up in an easy basket for the big senior.
Tough assignment for our Warriors. That's the biggest kid, biggest, strongest kid we've seen in a while.
He's got 10. Warriors lead by one. Zepeda with the ball outside the three-point line. Looking, gives it to Robeson. Robeson tries to drive, might have pushed off, no call. His jump shot's no good, and rebounded by Hillsburg. They'll walk the ball up court. Chance to take the lead for the visitors. With the ball is Lefeu. Inside to McDonald, double-teamed, at the low block. Powers his way up, misses. Ball is tipped out, and Vanderhoevel will take the three-pointer. That's no good. Going up high, and the ball is eventually tipped around, and the Greyhounds come up with it. Vanderhoevel has the ball. Man-to-man defense by Del Norte. Fresh shot clock. Less than 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. All the way to the basket. Misses, but McDonald is there. Hesitated. Goes up strong. Makes the basket, and he's fouled.
Kid's strong. Smart player down below.
Caleb Dodson gets the foul. Was it on McDonald or it was on Dodson. McDonald now has 12 with a chance for 13. High arching shot is no good, and Horton comes down with a rebound for the Warriors.
Warriors got to finish this quarter, under 3 minutes left to play.
Warriors trailing now by one. It's been tight all the way. With the ball is Dodson, the senior. Finds Horton outside the three-point line.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to lob it to Zepeda, and Zepeda was thinking it was a shot. And so it goes, it was under the basket and over his head.
Went halfway up the net.
Turnover by Del North. And with the ball, is Lefeu inside to McDonald. Goes up strong, and they're going to say he traveled. Without Price in there, the Warriors lack the offensive height and strength to contain the 6'8" senior from Hillsburg. With the ball inside to Scott, puts it up. It does not climb in, and rebounded by the Greyhounds.
I like the look by Scott. Just couldn't get the ball.
Vanderhoevel gives the ball up. Still a few. Zepeda guarding in. Back to Vanderhoevel. He misses, but another offensive rebound. Quick pass inside to McDonald, who misses an easy one. He wanted a foul. Didn't get it. We go the other way. Dodson with the ball. Looking. Kicks it back out to Robeson. Warriors will set things up. D-man with it. Quick pass inside to Robeson. Passes it to Horton. Horton wasn't expecting it. And another turnover. We've seen a rash of those the last few minutes by Del Norte. Less than 90 seconds to go. Hubble gives the ball over to Little. Back to Lefeu. He misses. Battle for it. Inside to Hubble, who gets the offensive rebound and the score.
Dominating the boards right now without Price in there.
22-19. Biggest lead of the night for the Greyhounds. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the first half. Stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. Ball is thrown away, and that's going to lead to an easy basket by Vanderhoevel, his first basket of the night. And just like that, Delnord is down by five.
Not the way we wanted to finish the half.
Robeson will bring the ball up court. Gets a screen, stops, finds Cepeda at the top of the key. About a 12-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Robeson to Dodson. Quick pass. Drive. Baseline by Cepeda. Gets cut off. Back to Robeson. He'll take the three. Misses. Battle for it. Dodson comes up with it. Shot clock is off. Goes up strong off the glass. Misses. Went one against three and lost that battle. So the Greyhounds will have a chance at the last basket of the half. With the ball is Vanderhoevel. Gives it up. Hubble, three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Scott, and he cannot get a shot off. So the Warriors stumble into halftime. They led at the four-minute mark, but go into the locker room, trailing 24-19 to the Greyhounds of Healdsburg.
Tough break for the Warriors. Definitely didn't finish the way they wanted to. They started off real strong. Hopefully coming out of halftime, they're going to be able to make it happen.
We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawil Benz and Hardwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Healdsburg leading Del Norte here at halftime of the North Coast Section Division 4 opening round game. On the court right now, Samuel Escobar has been awarded a high prestigious honor from the North Coast Section for his long career here at Del Norte High, coaching track and tennis and just being a mentor for so many, many students over the years. But joining us now here in the Hiochi Hamlin Halftime Report, the head junior varsity girls basketball coach, Lorna Lesina. I didn't pronounce that right.
Lesna.
It's spelled Lesina.
I know.
You've been getting that your whole life, though. So. Anyway, congratulations. Terrific season for the Warrior JVs. 17-4?
Yes, that's correct.
And you won all, you swept your competition in Big Five conference games.
Yes, we did.
And that's unheard of for Del Norte.
It's pretty rare. It hasn't happened since I've been here, and this was my fifth year here. So.
What was the key, besides great coaching?
You know, it was hard. It was a good year. We fought a lot. It was hard to deal with stuff through COVID and girls being out and sick, but we had a few freshmen that came up and played with us this year and helped us out. We just actually played together and team got along. We had good chemistry.
Who are we going to see coming up that's going to be on the varsity here in the near future?
You know, my entire team will be moving up next year, except for the freshman I brought up, but I had one freshman that I brought up fully, and then the rest of them will be moving up and leaving me. So,
as a JV coach, what are the challenges you have where you have to train your players to be ready, if needed, to move up to varsity, but also you want to win games? And that's always a tough balancing act for a JV coach.
Oh, yeah, it's hard. We try to, beginning of the year, we have to discuss, you know, all the plays that we need to learn. The whole program needs to learn the plays in case we need to have someone help and this and that. And we kind of learned that this year when we had girls out where, say, freshmen had to come. They knew our plays. We ran the same thing. Same with my girls who needed to go up and help with varsity, you know, the same.
Now, you were burdened with an assistant coach. And I used the term burden on purpose. You know, Mike Sullivan. That had to be a difficult situation for you, having somebody really doesn't know anything about the sport of basketball. I'm kidding. But I do want to mention Mike as your assistant.
Oh, yeah. No, I like Mike. I've known him for a very long time. And my first couple years here, I did it alone. And, you know, it was doable, but it was a lot harder than you would expect. And so when I found out and asked him to play, and coach with me, he ended up wanting to. And he's done very well, and the girls have kind of loved him, and it's been great to have him.
Biggest win of the year?
Biggest win is against Eureka.
Why? And what made that game special?
Well, I've never beat Eureka here as a coach. And even when I played in high school, we never beat Eureka. So it was good, and the coach there, they do very well, and they coach the whole team very well, and it was just nice to come out with two wins this year. We played them three times, lost to them the first time, and then we kind of pulled through and played together and beat them the next two times by double digits this time.
Looking forward to next season?
Oh, yeah. I already think about it and who's going to be there and this, you know, and that, and open gyms. And
you've got some good eighth graders coming up, and I have a feeling you may have them on your JV team as well.
I hope so. I hope we have. I like this year when we came out, we actually had enough for a full squad, and nice to have 10 girls or more on your team.
Lauren Lesna, the Del Norte High JV girls basketball coach, and let's talk about that freshman team for a second. Just two losses, and they were to JV teams.
Yes.
Your team beat them.
Yes, we did.
And Fortuna. But like the JVs, Del Norte freshmen defeated all of the Big Five conference foes this year.
Yes, they did. They had a very well-rounded team. They had a very good team who played together, and they just dominated at the freshman level.
And I got to see a lot of their games up close and personal as a referee, and they were just a lot of fun. They were having fun on the court.
Yes, and I think that's a good thing with kids anymore. I mean, you can take it serious to an extent, but it's high school. You're supposed to have fun. I think that's what they did, and they came out with an incredible season.
They sure did. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Hiochi Hamlin Halftime Report. We'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Lauren Lesna. I got it right. Lauren Lesna. Lesna, that's what I said. The JV coach. For the group. Highly successful JV coach. 24-19, our score. Del Norte trailing Hillsburg here in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. Warriors led 12-9 and had a lot of intensity in that first quarter, but that seemed to wane, especially the last 3 minutes of the second quarter.
I caught up with Coach Rice as he came out of the locker room. He says, man, my team came out strong. And he said to me, he says, what do we do? And I says, just look at this crowd. Grab that team after the end of this halftime and tell them to look at this crowd. Feed off this energy. You're at home. You're in the North Coast section. This is all bonus basketball right now. Relax, go out and have fun, and give it everything you got.
Let's take a look at the scoring for the Greyhounds. They were led by Graham McDonald. He has 12. Max Hubble has 8. And 2 each for Sam Vanderhoevel and Roland Sanchez. That's it. Del Norte's led by Connor Price, who came out in the first quarter and nailed a couple of three-pointers. Monty Scott has 5 and 2 each for Wyatt Robeson, Ethan Thomas, Edwin Zepeda, and Adrell Horton. Mad Dog, key in the second half for Del Norte.
Connor Price has got to stay out there most of the half. He did a great job in the first quarter against the big boy, Graham McDonald. The helping on the backside, we got to make sure we can close out after the help. The Warriors just got to get after it on the offensive side. They got to keep attacking the rim. Lot less passing, a lot more attacking the rim. So we'll see if we can come out and be aggressive.
This has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. The Hiachi Hamlet, they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks, not snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in
Hiachi.
And we are getting ready for the third quarter. Warriors will start the ball. Start the quarter with the ball. Warriors now going left to right. And with the ball is Kayla Dodson, the senior. He quick inside to Horton. He'll dribble out. Finds Dodson near the top of the key. He backs it up. Swings it over to Zepeda on the far side. Del Norte's rather stagnant coming out of the locker room. Now to Scott. He'll try to drive. Kicks it back out to Zepeda. Looking. Has the ball poked away. Still a lot of time on the shot clock. Down to 10. Now to Horton. Still outside. He hands it over to Zepeda. 5. He'll take a really long three-pointer and nail it.
Pretty, pretty, pretty right there. Zepeda knocking it down.
Not exactly the way it was drawn up on the chalkboard in the locker room, but it cuts the Greyhounds' lead to 2. With the ball is Lafeu. He gets it inside to McDonald. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way by Vanderhoever. Misses, and Nani Scott goes up strong for the rebound. Warriors outlet it. Greyhounds get back quickly. With the ball is Zepeda.
Still man-to-man defense by the Hounds.
And once again, Del Norte is rather stagnant on their offensive set. Now to Horton. Looking. Finds Zepeda near the foul line. He gets into the paint. Fakes. Fakes and has to come out. Horton gets it and sends it right back to Zepeda. He'll take a 3. Misses that one. And McDonald tracks down the rebound for the Greyhounds. 24-22, 6.5 to go, third quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball, Lafeu inside to Hubble. They go into the corner, three-point shot on the way, and that is good as Roland Sanchez has 5 tonight, and it's back to a 5-point lead for Hillsburg.
Attack the basket. Got to find a way.
And ball is tipped out of bounds off the Greyhound. Coming in is Thomas along with Robeson. And Nani Scott and Dodson will come out.
We've got to be aggressive. We've got to get to the basket.
Robeson may be a tad bit better ball handler and a slightly better shooter. Maybe not quite as intense as Dodson. Maybe. Ball goes inside, an easy basket for Horton, but he missed it. But he gets his own rebound, and he's fouled before he can get the shot off.
Almost too easy as he skied up to the rim. Nobody was there, and he missed it off the front.
Hubble picks up his first foul, first team foul of the half. Price will inbound. Big guy playing with 2 fouls. Price looking, gets it to Zepeda. He'll take the jump shot over McDonald. It goes in and out and then back in.
Pretty look by Zepeda right there. Nice high arcing shot.
Zepeda has 5 points this quarter. inside to McDonald. Price doing great job defensively. McDonald goes up, throws up an off-balance shot. Ball's kicked around. It eventually comes down to the Greyhound. Ball is stolen by Zepeda. Outlets it to Thomas, who lays it up and lays it in.
The defense leads to transition basketball.
Del Norte trails by one, 27-26 here early in the third quarter. Greyhounds with the ball. Inside to McDonald. Price guarding him. Gives it over to Hubble at the free throw line. Hubble kicks it out to LaFue. Now to Vanderhoevel. Inside. Shot goes up. No good. Price with the rebound. He outlets it to Thomas. Down the left side. Coach Price says, wait a second. Let's get in our offensive set and run a play. Robeson has it. Delnort getting their chest pieces lined up to Price in the near side corner. He'll dribble around. Fires it to Zepeda. Back to Price. Thought about the three. Instead, he drives. Takes the shot from the free throw line. Bounces, and goes in.
The ball fake at the three. Got McDonald in the air. Fish out of water way out there. Price took two dribbles, knocked down the 10-footer.
Price has eight, and the Warriors are back out in front for the first time this half. Drive, the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Warriors, and so the Greyhounds will keep possession with 21 on the shot clock.
There we go. A little intensity on the defensive side will lead to points.
Vanderhoevel will inbound on the baseline. Looking. Lobs it into McDonald, who gives it up over to LaFue. Now back to Vanderhoevel, who finds a wide open lane to the basket. That was like the freeway had not been opened except for one car. And just like that, Hillsburg is back in front by a point, 29-28. Less than 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Inside to Thomas. Big guy goes up and scores.
Nice, strong move by Thomas. Probably got gruesome contact there. Thomas did a great job.
Thomas has six, and Del Mar goes back up in front, 30-29. Greyhounds with the ball. LaFue tries to drive against Zepeda. He'll put up the shot from the baseline. Misses. Robeson with a rebound. Dribbling down the left side. Takes it into the middle now. Looking to go all the way. Goes up strong. Puts it up. Misses the shot, but he's fouled. Won't go to the line to shoot two.
Goes against the big boy. Graham McDonald's going to pick up the foul.
That's his second. And Robeson goes to the line. He's a 58% free throw shooter this season.
I like the no fear there by Robeson. Drawing the contact with the big guy.
This is Robeson's first game back after injuring his knee against St. Bernard's. Free throw misses, and Delmar's lead remains one. Dodson comes in. Horton gets a break for the Warriors. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Robeson's the junior, 5'10", right-hander, dribbles the ball, spins it, dribbles it twice again, eyes it, puts it up, and misses everything. Short arm that one.
Looks like you shooting out there,
don't yeah, sadly,
never good.
Sadly, that's true. Usually I get it to the rim. Delmart still leads 5 points. Hubble with it. He'll drive. The 6'5" puts it inside to McDonald, and that leads to an easy basket for the big guy. His first points of the second half. And the Greyhounds go back in front by one. Robeson with the ball. Hands the ball off to Zepeda. At the top of the key to Thomas, the junior. Finds Price at the free throw line. Dribbles out. Kicks it over to Dodson, far side. 15 to shoot. Dodson to Robeson. He's going to try to drive. Gets in the paint. Puts up an off-balance shot. And comes up about 3 feet shy of the rim. Robeson just tried to do too much. And a timeout is called, the first one of the night. Warriors call timeout, trailing by one, 31-30 with 2:42 to go in the third quarter.
Our legendary sportscasters club members include our title sponsor, Scoreboard, brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. The halftime show was brought to you by Bayouchi Hamlet Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventures. Our H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Clery Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City, and Brookings. And Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947.
Delmar trying to break a three-game slide and advance into the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. The Greyhounds, who have had an up and down and up and down season, looking to do the same. And with 2:42 to go in the third quarter, it is Hillsburg leading Delmar 31-30 here in the third quarter.
The first quarter's update from the Fortuna University game, which is our play-in game, it has University, the number 3 seed, leading the Huskies 17-6.
First time tonight we've seen full court pressure by Del Norte, and it leads to a quick steal as Thomas goes up, misses, battling for it, gets his own rebound. He's fouled, and he will go to the line and shoot two. Picking up the foul is Seb Lefthew, the coach's son. Thomas, a 50% free throw shooter. He's improved of late.
I watched the last game these guys played against Windsor. Windsor gave him a hard time with the full court pressure. I was wondering when Coach Rice would bring it. And might be perfect timing here midway through the third quarter to ramp up the defensive pressure.
Thomas makes the free throw, and we are tied at 31. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. He makes it 2 in a row. Coming into the game for Del Norte, Tanner Skerrick. It's been a while since Skerrick has played. He has not played in the last 3 games, as a matter of fact. Full court pressure again by Del Norte. And the ball's loose. Diving for it is Robeson, but he goes out of bounds. Excuse me, that's not Robeson, that's Cooper Maxwell, who has checked into the game. Maxwell looking like a defensive back that he is. Still full court pressure. This time, the Greyhounds are able to break the pressure, and they get into their offensive set. Lob inside to McDonald. He is fouled, and an easy basket. Warriors break down defensively, and the Greyhounds take advantage of it. Give the foul to Skerry.
Well, Skerry's going to go in there and guard. He's got to take the foul as he catches it there, because he's not going to be able to defend it.
McDonald has 16, which is his season average. He's got a chance to add to that right now, the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. He does, and the Greyhounds now have a two-point lead, 34-32, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Cepeda with the ball, dribbling with his right hand. Quick pass to Thomas at the top of the key, around the horn to Skerry. The senior finds Maxwell. His shot's no good, but there with the rebound is Connor Price, and he's fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Gotta love it, Connor. Way to battle on the board.
Vanderhoevel picks up the foul.
Big free throws by the big man right here.
Price, not a good free throw shooter, just 45% this season. The big guy puts it up. The big guy puts it in. Cuts the Greyhounds lead to 2. Dribbles once, dribbles twice, dribbles a third time, spins the ball, dribbles one more time. Lying drives it too strong, and it remains a one-point ball game. Less than 2 minutes to go, third quarter. With the ball, Vanderhoevel. Maxwell guarding him. He gives it up to Lefeu. Drive, shot, misses. Bodies falling everywhere. And the ball will go to the Greyhounds as Maxwell fell out of bounds, fell hard. And here comes Robeson back in.
Tough break for Robeson. I mean, for Maxwell.
And he landed hard. Fresh shot clock for the Greyhounds. Looking to get it in McDonald. Thomas denies that. Instead, they get it out to Lefthew. Lefty's going to try to drive all the way, puts it up. He banks it in. He is fouled, and he will go to the line. And Connor Price picks up foul number 3.
I still don't know why Connor turns sideways when those guys come at him. Caught it with the body anyway.
That
break.
Lefty's second, just his first basket of the night, 2 points, with a chance for a third. He does. He makes it. And it's 37-33. Delmar led by one a few moments ago. Now they trail by four with 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They trailed by five at halftime. Cepeda to Scott. Looking now to Price. Thought about the three. Pumps it up. Banks it in!
Banks open, I guess, Johnny. It's late night.
Connor Price makes his third deposit of the evening and cuts the lead back down to one. Greyhounds with the ball inside to McDonald. Price guarding him. He has to kick it out. Drive, shot, up, no good. Rebounded by Hubble, who scores. Another offensive rebound for the Greyhounds, and that's been a problem all season for Delmar, giving up second-chance buckets. 39-36, 40 seconds remaining. Robeson passes. Cepeda tries to drive, gets into the paint, puts it up, has a shot blocked by McDonald, out to Thomas. He'll take the three, no good. Battle for it, rebounded by the Greyhounds. They'll have an opportunity for the last shot of the quarter. Instead, they get into the paint. Now they'll back it up and set things up. Left you. Gives it to Vanderhoof, gets it back. Ooh. And going down hard is Zepeda, but he gets back up. Less than 10 seconds. Tries to drive. Gets into the paint, kicks it out. Hubble inside, outside to Sanchez. Misses the shot and rebounded by Robeson. And that ends the quarter. Delmar cuts the margin and actually had the lead at times in the third quarter. But as we go into the final 8 minutes of regulation, it's the Greyhounds, 39, and the Warriors, 36. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delmar Warrior Games online at DelmarSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delmar Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delmar Warrior Games online at DelmarSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Who goes on and who goes home? That will be decided here in the fourth quarter, unless we have bonus basketball. Hillsburg leading Delmar 39-36 in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here in Tunin Gymnasium.
One thing I love about this game is the North Coast Section game you hope never ends. Both these teams playing super hard and exchanging blows back and forth.
Greyhounds with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Hubble with it. Gives it up over to Vanderhoevel. He'll take the two-pointer, misses, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, and they say it's off Delmar.
Oh. We're going to go with that, John.
Vanderhoevel will inbound. Looking. Hoping to get it in McDonald. Instead, they have to send it way out where it's grabbed by Sanchez, who gives it to Hubble. And now the Greyhounds will set things up the way they want it. LaFue will take the three-pointer, misses. Rebounded by Thomas of Delmar.
The Warriors have pushed the pace a little bit. The Hounds are tired. You see them breathing heavy out there. This is our quarter.
The Greyhounds have only played six players all night. And that sixth player was just briefly in. Thomas with the ball. He'll try to drive baseline. Goes up, and he is fouled. And if that's against McDonald, that's number three.
Great job by Thomas creating the contact and going up strong.
It is against the big guy, just his third. Fifth team foul, and Thomas goes to the line for two.
Free throws down the stretch right here are going to be huge for the Warriors to creep and climb back into this.
puts it up and nails it. Boy, you can see the confidence growing in Ethan Thomas coming off that career-high 16-point performance against McKinleyville in Dillnorth's last game. He makes that one as well. The junior has 10, and the lead is back down to just one for the Greyhounds. With the ball, LeFou right in front of the Greyhounds bench. Picks up his dribble. Now to McDonald. Kicks it back out. They get back into inside to McDonald. Double teamed against Price, and he scores. Just a good, strong move by the 6'8 senior.
Textbook basketball right there. Back and forth, in, out. Set the feet and made a great play.
3-point lead, 41-38. Scott to Price. He's the team's leading scorer tonight. Now to Zepeda. He'll take the three, in and out, no good. Ball's loose. Who's going to get it? The Greyhounds track it down.
In and out of Price's hand. Thomas's hands there.
Hubble with it. He gives it up. Now inside of McDonald. Back out. Drive. Ball's knocked away. And it will stay Hillsburg's possession. Coach Rice really wanted that. And now the officials are going to talk about it for a second. And they are going to overrule it and give it to Del North.
Hillsburg coach, both of them, working for every call they can right here.
Del North with a chance to tie or at least cut the lead down. They trail by three. The Price, wide open three-pointer, and nails another! That's four, baby! Price has got four! That is a career high for Connor Price. He's got 15, and we are tied at 41. Inside, McDonald's goes through his legs, goes through Price's legs. He jumps on it, and eventually the Panthers come up with it, and Robeson commits the holding foul.
Oh, my goodness. What a mess.
Just the first foul against Robeson, third team foul against Del North. The ball went through McDonald's legs. It went through Price's legs.
And Price fell backwards to roll on it. Looked like a rugby play as the ball rolled through legs coming through the scrum.
41-41. 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Hillsburg coach Kevin LeFou pacing the sidelines like an expectant father as everybody on the team, eight players are trying to do the squeaky dance to get the sweat off the floor.
I think they got her. Here we go.
If they don't, they should set that to music.
You don't want to get on Allen's wrong side. Not this late in the game.
Alan Mendez and Tanner Mendez, the officials, they've done a fine job tonight.
Yes, they have.
Ball is lobbed out to LeFou. He's going to try to drive. Goes up to the right side, and he misses it. Thomas comes down with a rebound. Rolled tantalizingly close to going in for Greyhound fans, but instead it falls off. Delmar has a chance to take the lead. Zepeda, and he is fouled before he goes to the line.
That's going to be six fouls. Next one's going to be bonus to the Warriors. Strong move.
Roland Sanchez picks up number two on him. Warriors will inbound from the baseline. Robeson finds Scott. Scott tries to get into the paint, puts up a wild hook shot, and Hubble comes down with a rebound. That was not the shot that Coach Rice wanted to see in that situation. Greyhounds with the ball on the far side. That's Sanchez. Scott guarding him. Inside to McDonald. Price guarding him. They have to kick it out. Ball loose, and a foul is going to be called on Robeson. And Wyatt's not happy. Nope, they give it to Thomas.
Sorry, he didn't see the number.
There we go. Yeah, that's correct. Thomas was way on the other side of the court. Second team foul, or second foul against ropes, and Scott comes out. Got a score, girls game. Arcata has defeated St. Bernard, 65-52. Ball is kicked out of bounds. Kick save and a beauty. Kicked by Del North. The Peta showing off some soccer skills there. 5 minutes and 1 second to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 41. Quick pass inside to McDonald. And he traveled. Coach Rice clapping his hands. Calls the play. Discussing what he wants to do with assistant coach. Coach LeFue telling his kids, settle down. We're in this. It's tied at 41. Robeson will hand the ball off to Zepeda. Finds Price at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Instead, gives it to Robeson again. Ball high above his head. Thought about driving. Instead, finds Dodson. Wide open three. No good. And rebounded by the Greyhounds. Quick pass. Cross court to LeFue. Gives it over to Sanchez. And now to Vanderhoevel. Robeson guarding him. To Hubble now at the free throw line. Goes up strong, but short. Rebounded by Thomas. And Thomas traveled. That's a good call.
I like the call, but he was pushed from behind, and that's why he got traveled. I think we might have missed the call before that.
Horton comes in, and Zepeda is going to get a very quick break.
He's not even going to go down to the far end of the bench. You stay right here, he says.
Get some oxygen. You're going back in shortly. And they're going to call an illegal screen against Hubble. Hubble, instead of setting a screen, actually kind of had a quick grab. And that is, we are going to be, Delmar will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 17 fouls now against the Greyhound. Dodson with the ball outside. The Price. He wanted it. He thought about the three, but he was just a step too far outside. Instead, Robeson gets it back to Price outside. Looking. Now to Horton outside.
Whoa.
And a
good jump.
The foul is going to be called against Hubble, and that is going to be his third.
It was a great screen right there, and Hubble just ran over the pit.
And going to the line will be Dodson.
Dodson squared up on him when he got up, too.
Matz comes in. Thomas comes out. And this is going to be one of those take a lot of deep breaths.
There's a little push and shove down there. I saw Coach Chris White and Nick White stand up down there. They were thought maybe we're in a football game for a sec.
Well, here's Dodson, who rushed for over 1,000 yards this season. He makes the first free throw. That's his first points of the night.
He definitely knows how to take a hit.
Del North goes back out in front, 42-41. These two teams have been throwing haymakers each other the entire game. That one is no good, and McDonald goes up and gets the rebound for the Greyhounds. 42-41, 3:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Playoff action, three-point shot on the way, short. Who's going to come up with it? Dodson does. He outlets it to Robeson, left side. Puts it up with the left hand and scores.
Nice job. Transition basketball.
Robeson has four. Del North leads by three. Three and a half to go.
Tuna Gymnasium rocking.
And a foul is going to be called against Del North. A blocking foul. Non-shooting. And it will be against Dodson. That is his second. 15 foul against Del North.
Definitely got beat through the lane right there. Not a bad foul. With 3:25 left, still only the fifth foul.
Thomas and Zepeda come in. Matz and Horton come out. So it will be Robeson, Rice, Thomas, Dodson, and Zepeda.
Look out for McDonald right here on the steal. Got it to him.
Easy basket. Nicely designed play.
Nicely called by Mad Dog. I saw it in his eyes.
McDonald has 21. And Del North's lead is one. Zepeda gives it over to Thomas. The junior finds Price. Kicks it back. Now back to Thomas. Quick back out to Price. Fires a pass to Dodson in the corner. Thought about going baseline instead. Fires a pass to Robeson. He loses the handle and then inexplicably just grabs
Vanderhoeven.
A little far away from the basket.
Yes.
Frustration foul. We didn't need that one.
Robeson picks up his third. And with the next foul against Del Norte, the Greyhounds will be in the bonus. 2:50 to go. Warriors up by one. McDonald at the free throw line. Dribbles it, hands it off. Drive back out to Hubble. He'll take the three-pointer short and rebounded by Ethan Thomas.
Ooh, big possession here, under 2.5 to play.
Warriors leading by one. Junior Wyatt Robeson with the ball way outside. Vanderhoeven guarding him. Gives it to Thomas. Across far side to Zepeda. His pass loose. Who's going to come up with it? The Greyhounds do. But they say that the Greyhounds kick the ball. Del Norte will get possession. Timeout, Del Norte. 2:18 to go. Warriors leading 44-43.
Sportscasters Club members include Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Cazadores Mexican Restaurant for real authentic Mexican food. Make your choice. Cazadores Mexican Restaurant on North Crest Drive. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire. Doing the right thing matters. Del Norte Invest, dedicated to serving this community. Old Hill Organic Beef. Local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Morjon Parsons Services. For one-on-one services support with the winning edge, see the team at Morjon Parsons Services. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. And Valvoline, Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer.
Let's set the scene. 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. Del Norte leading 44-43. Both teams are now in the bonus. Looking at foul situation, Connor Price has three. Wyatt Robeson has three for Del Norte. For Hillsburg, Max Hubble has three. Graham McDonald has three. McDonald, 6'8" senior with 21 points. Connor Price, the 6'5" senior for Del Norte with a career high 15 points. Warriors will have the ball and a fresh shot clock. 2:18 to go. Winner advances to the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs, probably against San Francisco University. That game will be on Saturday. We expect it to be at 7 o'clock down in the Bay Area, assuming Fortuna doesn't pull off a massive upset.
They were down by 10 after the first quarter.
Thomas has the ball way outside. Del Norte being patient, man-to-man defense by the Greyhounds. So Robeson now, his feet inside the center circle. Tries to drive, gives it to Zepeda. Way outside, looking now to Thomas. Less than 10 to shoot. Thomas going to try to back down, loses the handle, and it's going to be off Thomas, and Coach Rice is going, shoot the ball.
Empty possession without a look. Still some clock, but definitely need to get a look every time.
Greyhounds will try to get the lead back. 1:40 to go. Ball's loose on the floor. Ball's tipped around, recovered by Del Norte. Oh, the ball was almost thrown away. I think the ball was supposed to go to Price, and Zepeda just happened to be standing there, and he collected it. Now the Warriors are going to run a little high weave. Thomas with it. Dodson with it. He gives it to Zepeda. He's at the foul line. Backs up. Timeout call, Del Norte. 1:16 to go. 17 on the shot clock. Del Norte 44. Hillsburg 43.
Warriors Sportscasters Club members include Del Norte Office Supply, customer service you should expect that, Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you, England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment, go Warriors. Chalwell Benz and Hartwick, good luck Warriors, from TBH and your local accounting and tax firm.
Warriors have outscored the Greyhounds 8-4 this quarter, all four of Hillsburg points coming from Graham McDonald, and you have to wonder, the starting five has played all but just a few seconds for Hillsburg, while Coach Chris Rice has had the luxury of having about an eight-person team out there. Del Norte will inbound from the sideline. Robeson will do the honors. Looking, and he gets it to Dodson, who's in the game. It's Dodson, Zepeda, Thomas, Price, and Robeson in. Zepeda tries to go all the way, puts it up off the rim, and rebounded by the Greyhounds. 1 minute to play. 44-43. Dillard in front. Greyhounds with the ball. Three-point shot on the way. Line drives no good. Rebounded by senior Caleb Dodson. His pass tipped to Price. And he launches a pass almost thrown out of bounds, but Thomas is able to go up high and get it. 40 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Thomas with the ball to Price. He'll dribble it outside. Looking, hands it over. Hands it over to Robeson. The ball was loose for a second, and just as Robeson picked it up, he was clipped. And going to the line to shoot 1-1 will be Wyatt Robeson.
Biggest free throws of the young man's career so far right here.
Robeson 0-2 at the line tonight, a 58% shooter for the season. These are big. Puts it up, puts it in.
That didn't even touch rim, John. Nothing but net, my friend.
45, 43, 29.1 seconds remaining. Here comes the second one. The junior, the right-hander. Puts it up off the front rim and no good. Rebounded by McDonald. So here we go. The final 25 seconds. Delmar leading by two. Greyhounds with the ball. They get it over to LaFille. Looking inside. Stop trying to get it inside of McDonald. They do. He's double-teamed. He kicks it back out. Drive. Shot. Up. No good. Rebounded by McDonald. He is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two shots with 6 seconds to go.
That's not a bad foul, Price.
It's actually going against Zepeda. His second. McDonald will shoot two. He's got 21. Got a box out. Here comes the first one. It's up. It's in. Delmont has two timeouts. And they're going to take one right here. So let's set the scene. 6 seconds left in regulation. Delmar leading 45-44 at the free throw line with one shot is Graham McDonald. He has got 22 points tonight. He has 22 of the Greyhounds' 44 points, exactly half.
Now, one of the biggest keys with this free throw shot right here is if you notice McDonald's has a high arcing shot. If he misses, it could be a long rebound. It's very crucial for our rebounders to box out, not go to the rim for the basket. Go to the rim for the ball. You've got to box out and then explode up to the ball if he does miss. Make sure you box out the shooter as McDonald will be aggressive going for his own rebound. If it's made, I don't know if you call the timeout. If you call the timeout right here, maybe you set up that play. If it's made, you push the ball down the floor quickly and try to get a look.
McDonald is 6 of 12 at the free throw line tonight. If you can make one here, we'll be tied at 45.
Super important we box out. Don't go to the rim for the rebound.
McDonald has been the only scorer in the fourth quarter for the Greyhounds. Delmar's gotten 3 from Price. 3 from Robeson, 2 from Thomas, and a free throw from Dodson. 6'8" senior, Graham McDonald. One shot. Delmar's fan making some noise. The right-hander puts it up. Too strong. Battle for it. Who's going to come down with it? Shot is blocked by Horton. One more shot at the buzzer. He misses. Delmar wins 45-44, and Delmar's fans are storming the court.
You gotta love it. We're packed at Tudor Gymnasium for a North Coast section game. You gotta love the excitement in here.
The Greyhounds had 3 chances in the final 6 seconds, but Horton blocked one from close range, and then a last second heave from the corner came up short. Our final score, Delmar 45, Hillsburg 44, Warriors advance to the quarterfinals. We'll be back with the Warrior postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
A quarterfinal date with University of San Francisco Saturday in the barrier awaits Del Norte High after they claim a 45-44 dramatic victory over Hillsburg in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. He's John Horner. I'm John Pritchett. Welcome to the Warrior postgame show. And it came down to the final 6 seconds. The Greyhounds, Graham McDonald at the free throw line, a chance to tie it at 45. He misses. Ball is tipped around. Shot goes up. Missed. Ball is rebounded by the Greyhounds. Shot goes up. It's blocked by Adrell Horton. And then a last second heave from the corner hits the side of the backboard. The horn goes off and Del Norte advances here in the 21-22 postseason.
What a great game for the Warriors. That's what you love to see. I thought we played with so much more intensity and grit tonight from the last couple, three or four games of the regular season. So hats off to Coach Rice. They had that week off without the Dick Nikolai. They got healthy. They brought in all 12 players, and they did a great job tonight of executing.
And that was important, I believe, the fact that Coach Rice did have, for the first time literally in 2022, since December 30th when Del Norte played Fort Bragg, he had his entire team available to him, including two people who could handle the ball at any given point of the game, Caleb Donson and Wyatt Robeson. And that paid big dividends as he was able to use his bench extensively tonight while the Greyhounds had just 6 players play. And the sixth man played for just a few scant minutes. He went with his starting 5 almost the entire ball game, and it proved to be just too much against Del Norte.
I'd like to give hats off to Connor Price tonight. What a great job extending out McDonald, the big guy, to shoot the threes on the offensive end, and then defensively settling in the second half and doing a great job of keeping McDonald from the low post. He forced him out, muscled him out of the paint. So when he caught it, it wasn't as easy for him to get that look. That was a lot of work by Price all night long to do the job he did.
Not only a standout defensive effort, but a career-high 15 points for the big senior leading the Warriors. Let's take a look at the scoring for both teams. And McDonald did lead the Greyhounds. He had 22. Max Hubble added 10. Picking up 5 was Roland Sanchez. Seb LeFou had 3, and Sam Vanderhoevel had 4, as Hillsburg finished the season with an 11-13 record. for the victorious Warriors. As mentioned, Connor Price, a career-high 15 points to lift his squad. Ethan Thomas, the super sub, coming in off the bench for the second time. He scored 10. He was in double figures. Edwin Zepeda had 7. Nani Scott had 5. So did Wyatt Robeson. Edwin Zepeda, as mentioned, had 7. Horton had 4. Caleb Donson had 1. Tanner Skerrick played and did not score, as did Brody Matz. So, Warriors advance to the quarterfinals. What do you know about University San Francisco?
University is a very strong team. They like to get up and down the floor, and they like to play in transition. They have a Division I point guard that is very electric. More like, unlike Bento Jackson, where he likes to settle for the big long three, he attacks the rim and does a great job of making decision-making. So the Warriors are going to have their hands full when it comes to getting up and down the floor. They're going to need all 12 bodies to play with them, as we went down a couple years ago, and University just plays that style of basketball that forces you to extend.
Real quick, Delnort's student section has come over, and they are giving their heroes a standing ovation after Delnort captures a 45-44 win. And that is very special. And that will be a moment these players will remember for the rest of their lives.
It's great to see everybody back here at Junior Gymnasium and being so excited about just high school sports in general.
Yes, and it was great to see close to a full house tonight. North Coast Section makes it tough to get tickets. You have to go online. And for those fans that are going to make the trip down to San Francisco on Saturday, you still have to get your tickets online at
GoFan.co.
C-O. Do not type in C-O-M, which would make it a lot easier. No, .co. We have some Sportscaster Club members that we need to thank as well.
Absolutely. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Affordable Toe. Affordable Toe is the way to go for expert windshield replacement. 464-6464. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings. Lisa McCallum, the State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and coming soon to Crescent City. And I want to give a shout out to all of our Sportscasters Club members. Make these kind of games possible. It costs a pretty little penny for us to do North Coast Section's games. And we really appreciate all the support we get from the community so we can bring you live game action.
Congratulations also to Hillsburg, who came, you know, made the 5-hour trip up here and battled hard, had the lead in the third quarter, and in fact in the fourth quarter. But in the end, I think the Warriors' depth was just 1 point more than the Greyhounds had.
Well, most likely, as expected, the Warriors will probably play at Keysar Pavilion down in the San Francisco area. What a great venue for a high school basketball game. Tons of tradition. So if you ever have the opportunity, you ever want to go watch a Warrior game on the road for North Coast Section, this weekend would be a great time to go.
And we do not know yet whether that game will be at 7 or at 5:30.
2 years ago, we played at 5:30 because they had multiple varsity games.
Right. So as soon as we find out, you can check on KPOD. Check out the KPOD Facebook page. It'll be there as soon as we can get it, or you can look at the North Coast Section. Mad Dog, your final thoughts after Dillnorth's dramatic, thrilling, exciting 45-44 win.
What a great job. Wave of emotions for me before the game. You know, I was down and out after the last couple of games the boys played with their intensity, but man, they showed up tonight. It made me proud to be a Warrior fan.
Delnort improves to 16-7 and snaps a 3-game losing streak. Well, that should wrap things up here in Tunum Gymnasium. A big thanks to our engineer, Sebastian, engineer without peer, for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. I'm John Pritchett. He's John Horner. Thank you so much for joining us. Your kind words are always deeply appreciated. And also, special thanks, of course, to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, without which these broadcasts are not possible. Please take a few seconds when you get a chance, stop in and say thank you to these fine businesses that bring Warrior broadcasts to you here in our community. Our final score, once again, in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs, Delmore 45, Hillsburg 44, the Warriors advance. We will talk to you sometime Saturday. Check out DelNortSports.com and also the KPOD Facebook page for more information. DelNort wins 45-44. Good night, everybody. Take care, drive safely, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the DelNort Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, DelNort Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, DelNort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, DelNort Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.